USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There could be a vote in the House Judiciary Committee on Thursday after Democrats announced they would pursue two articles of impeachment against President Trump, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. The president called the articles sheer political madness.
Even the Democrats, they couldn't find very much because they put up two articles that, frankly, are very weak.
Democrats argued his violations are continuing. Just this week, his personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, returned from another trip to Ukraine. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff responded to critics.
The argument, why don't you just wait, amounts to this. Why don't you just let him cheat in one more election?
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 28, the S&P down 3, and the Nasdaq down 6 points. This is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.